Welcome to the Vets Connect podcast with your host, Scott McLean.
Welcome to the Vets Connect podcast. I'm your host, Scott McLean. I thought kicking off this podcast, I'd give you a little background on myself and why I started this podcast. I did 10 years in the United States Air Force. I was security police, now known as security forces, military working dog handler. I served 2 years at Clark Air Force Base in the Philippines. I served at Mather Air Force Base in Sacramento, California, March Air Force Base in Riverside, California, and finally Kirtland Air Force Base in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So as a security policeman, I responded to police calls, and I seemed to always be the one that got the pretty bad calls, not the call like a bad call in football. I'd got some pretty bad calls, and without going into detail, there was death involved, there was suicide, there was really bad domestic incidents. So through all that, I pushed on, and when I got out in 1997, I went to work for U.S. Customs and Border Protection as a narcotics dog handler, and I did that for 22 years. Well, along that journey, things started to go wrong with me, as I say. There was a chink in the armor, or like I like to use the phrase, even the hardest piece of granite cracks on the inside. So I was told by some of my friends, my veteran friends, that I should probably go to the VA and seek some help, which I did. I was reluctant, like a lot of us are or were, but I did it. And it was probably one of the best things I've ever done for myself and my family. I was diagnosed with PTSD, which along with that is anxiety, stress disorder. And I went through some therapists. And then I found one, or they found me, through the Delray Beach VA clinic. And I'll give her a shout out, Dr. Fox, who after probably, I don't know, second session, asked me if I was interested in equine-assisted services. So it's funny how things happen. Everything for a reason. I have a really good friend of mine who I grew up with, and she does equine-assisted therapy. And she always talked to me about it. And I was always like, well, that sounds great, but skeptical. See, I worked with dogs probably 32 years. I have a degree in canine science. I worked canine security at the Boston Gardens, the old Boston Gardens. I did 10 years as a dog handler in the Air Force and about 22 years with U.S. Customs and Border Protection as a canine enforcement officer. So what did I know about horses? But I was open to anything. So Dr. Fox refers me to the Herd Foundation in Delray Beach, Florida. Now, I was skeptical. I was apprehensive. I'm not a big group therapy guy. But I went, and it was life-changing. All my skepticism was thrown away. I met Rhonda Fritzall and Nungay Johnson, the co-founders of Herd Foundation. And they started teaching me about how to connect with horses. And they have a herd. It's this beautiful 8-acre horse farm right in the middle of East Delray Beach, Florida. You'd never know it's there. It's like an oasis. So with that, I really started to learn about myself. And they'll be coming up in one of the episodes. I'll be interviewing them, and they can give everybody all the information on what equine-assisted services gives you. And Herd Foundation is specifically for veterans. that suffer, I hate the word suffer, that have PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, and other afflictions, for lack of a better term at this point. So I fell in love with it. It really was amazing what I was learning about myself and about horses. And it's all groundwork. There's no riding. And we have a beautiful 5-horse herd that we work with. They have a program called the Freedom Patch Program. And you do 8 weeks, and this is all free for veterans. 8 weeks of learning basically how to connect with the horse, and that's the basics of it. But there's more, and we'll go into that, like I said, in another episode. And that's Freedom Patch 1. And then Freedom Patch 2 is a little more advanced. It's once a week, and it's an hour to an hour and a half sessions. And you really start learning more about the horses and about yourself. So I loved it so much that I started learning more about it. I took a course in natural lifesmanship, which is basically horsemanship, learning horsemanship with humans and how horses work. It's a whole thing. And I really started loving it even more, to the point where I started volunteering at the farm. I'm retired. I retired from U.S. Customs and Border Protection in 2019. And they saw that I was so involved in this that they asked me if I would not mind helping facilitate with other veteran groups. Now, I'm not an equine specialist. I don't have any degrees in that, but I was learning a lot and I was really involved in it. So I figured, you know what? Sure, I can just keep learning and at the same time help other veterans. Then I became the veteran ambassador for them, and then I eventually ended up on the board of directors for Herd Foundation. That started a whole new journey for me. So I would do outreach programs through the VA. They would have an outreach, and all these nonprofits would come together. And there's an organization called Mission United. And the West Palm Beach chapter, they would have these outreach programs and to bring all these nonprofits together. And I knew nothing about this world, zero about this world. And so I'm in this big room, this big auditorium type room, and there's 60, 70 nonprofit groups in there. And they all work with veterans. And I'm looking around, and I'm representing Herd Foundation. And I'm like, how come I never knew about these things? I never knew these nonprofits existed. So that kind of stuck in my head. And I went to another one at the VA, and you meet the same nonprofits, and you become friends with them, and you know, then you realize, like through Herd Foundation, we actually connect with a few other of these nonprofits. So my friend, Jonathan Oakley, the senior director of Mission United, West Palm Beach, his goal, we had a conversation. His goal, his job is to get these nonprofits together, like find each other. Then I met Cecilia Baez from the West Palm Beach VA Medical Center. And she has a specific job with them related to suicide prevention. And she's doing the same thing. And they run the same lane together. They know each other well. They're both very, very wonderful people. And but the goal is the same. And so I've been doing this for a year and a half now. And I started noticing that all these nonprofits seem to me, and this is my perception, to be islands unto themselves. They don't know that there's other organizations out there, or they do, but they're kind of caught up in what they're doing. And so, and when you connect with another nonprofit, so if a veteran comes to us at Heard Foundation and we've done it, and maybe that's not for them, maybe the horses isn't something that they really want to follow through on. Well, like any good nonprofit does or should do, we'll recommend them to somebody we know. There's the Gray Team in Boca Raton. There's the 22 Project over in Boca Raton. That's the next town over from us. And we send the veteran with pleasure on to them, and hopefully they can help them. And if that doesn't work for them, maybe they know somebody. But the thing is, the resources are so vast out there. I mean, I started learning there's yoga. There's a yoga nonprofit. There's homeless nonprofits. There's canine nonprofits, all working with veteran service dogs. We got horses. There's more than a couple of other horse programs. And I started meeting all these people, and you give each other the business cards. And well, sometimes the card just ends up in the pile with other cards, and it's a reference. But the connection just, it's there. But I thought, personally, it needs to be there more. Like, we need to really come together, these nonprofits. And I learned through Heard Foundation that we're pretty active in the Delray Beach Chamber of Commerce and their nonprofit groups. And I saw how they do it. And they do a really great job of it, of getting nonprofits together. They really do. Delray Beach Chamber of Commerce is an amazing Chamber of Commerce. I'm giving them a little shout out right now. And Heard Foundation loves being involved with them because they're involved with us. So I have another podcast that I do. And I love podcasting. I love live streaming. It became my hobby in retirement. It's fun. It's creative. And I just had this thing ticking in my head. How can I take what I do and what I love doing and make it work for Heard Foundation and or any other nonprofit, and help out Jonathan Oakley and Cecilia Baez from the VA? Because they are really nice people and doing great work. And so I wanted to give back to them. I wanted to give back to Heard Foundation. I want to give back to... And listen, I'm not just saying this because it sounds really humble and nice to say. I truly mean this. I truly mean this. I want to give back to and help out these nonprofits. And I want to help out the veterans more so, because they're the ones that benefit from this. And I realize I'm sure I am not alone in the fact that I'm a veteran. And I had no idea, no clue, wasn't even on my radar. It's not even in the ballpark, wasn't even in my universe, that there's nonprofit organizations out there that help veterans. And it covers, like I said, a vast array of categories. And they're just out there. And I didn't know about them. All I know is the VA. And the VA, for me, I know everybody's experience is different, but for me, the VA has been, they've been wonderful. There's glitches along the way, but I've noticed a good change in how at least I'm getting what I need from them. So I figured, all right, you know what? It just clicked one day. I said, I'm going to do a podcast. I'll do a podcast. And what I want to do is each episode, I want to highlight a nonprofit that helps veterans. That to me was too singular. I'm going to do that. That is a primary goal. But I also want to highlight the programs that the VA offers, specifically, but not solely suicide prevention. Because talking to Cecilia Baez from West Palm Beach VA Medical Center, there's a lot of programs, and there's a lot that they can do for us. So I'm going to do episodes on that also. And I'm going to, you know, do episodes with Mission United. And I'm going to do episodes, I'm going to interview veterans from time to time and find out what their experiences were, for better or for worse, with nonprofits, because, you know, it's not for everybody. And the way I'm going to do this podcast, it's very organic conversation. The way it comes out is the way it comes out. I'm not big on editing. I believe getting that organic conversation, getting the real conversation is more important than editing out this because it didn't sound right. Or, you know, maybe there was a noise in the background. I am not losing those moments because I really want to talk to these people. So what you're going to get out of this podcast is a very, very unedited podcast. You know, I love podcasts, and there's some podcasts out there that are very well produced. And I also love the podcasts like, you know, the Joe Rogan Experience or whatever, those natural conversations. That's what I'm aiming for. So that's what you're going to get out of this podcast. I really, really hope you enjoy it. I want you to reach out to me. If you're a nonprofit, you can send me an email at vetsconnectpodcast@gmail.com. Just like the title, vetsconnectpodcast@gmail.com. I want you to reach out to me. Let me know you're out there. And more than likely, we can have an interview. And I want to highlight, this is not about me. This podcast is not about me. I am just the platform. I'm just the vessel that's going to get this information out to everybody, and veterans and other nonprofits. I want a nonprofit to say, I never knew that. Maybe I could contact them. Maybe we have something in common. My ultimate goal is to create this network. So I think I said earlier, maybe I didn't, that all these nonprofits seem to be islands unto themselves. It's like in the Philippines, it's Thousand Islands. It's called Thousand Islands. And, you know, back in the 1800s and maybe early 1900s, there was people living on these islands that did not know that other people existed on that other island. They thought that they were the only ones out there. Well, how do you connect one island to another? A bridge. That's it. You build a bridge from one island to the next. And I want to just keep building those bridges until they're all connected. I want a nonprofit in South Florida to know about a nonprofit in North Dakota. I want a nonprofit in Maine to know about a nonprofit in San Diego. That's my goal. I hope to accomplish it. I'm going to work hard at it. I hope you like the product I put out. You have to kind of refer to that's podcast talk. You know, my content is everything, right? I hope you enjoy it. I hope you get involved in it. I'm always open to feedback, for better or for worse. You won't get a lot of podcasters saying that. But again, you could reach me at vetsconnectpodcast@gmail.com. This podcast will be going out on different platforms, all the different platforms, all the podcast platforms. I hope if you like it, you'll share it in whatever maybe email list you have. Tell somebody about it. Again, my goal is to get everybody connected. It's all I want to do. That would be the most satisfying thing I could accomplish out of this. Is somebody saying, hey, thanks to your podcast, we connected. And you know what? I actually have a true example of how this works. So 22 Project, and they're coming up in one of the early interviews. Ashley Williams from 22 Project, they deal with, they do a hyperbaric chamber treatment for veterans. And I found out, and she'll tell you all this, I don't want to tip the hand, but they bring in veterans from all over the country, like not just South Florida. They bring them in from all over the country. And they do next level stuff. It's just my opinion. And Ashley, she's amazing. She's had people come in from the Midwest or wherever. It's happened more than a few times. And they come in and they do the treatments. And she's going to tell you everything that they do for the veterans. It's amazing. But she's had some veterans say, you know, I miss my horses. I miss my horses. Now, let me digress here a little bit. My Boston accent, you're going to have to get used to that. Horses. Okay. Anyway, they say they miss their horses. And what does Ashley do? She contacts Rhonda, the executive director of Herd Foundation. And Rhonda says, send them on over. And when they're not doing their treatments, they come over to the farm, these veterans, or the veteran, usually it's one, that in this situation, excuse me, and we give them free sessions. Yeah. They can just hang with the horses. And we give them, you know, we show them what we do with groundwork with the horses. That's the connection. That's the connection. Somebody from Montana came to Boca Raton, did their treatment, but missed their horses. Ashley gets right. So we have that connection with 22 Project. And we love that. We love that. And so this veteran gets to come over to the farm, that oasis in the middle of East Delray Beach, Florida, and hang out with horses. And that just makes their experience that much better. Well, I want to be able to do that with all the nonprofits. So again, I hope you enjoy the podcast. I hope you like it enough to share it. I hope you like it enough to want to come on and talk to me and shine a light on your nonprofit. That would be great. That would be great, and I welcome it. The only problem that no one likes problems, but sometimes there's a problem that you might like, and I think I would like to have the problem of, I have a lot of nonprofits reaching out and to be interviewed, and I will get to you. I promise you that. So with all that said, I've rambled long enough. I hope, again, I can't say this enough, I hope you like the podcast. I'm in it for the long run. There's a lot of content. There's a lot of interviews to be had. There's a lot of nonprofits that need to be brought into the light. There's a lot of nonprofits that need to be connected. There's a lot of programs at the VA that they really want to help, you know, the veterans with, and I want to bring those to the light. I want the veteran to listen and go, hey, you know what? Maybe there's an equine assisted services program where I am in Maryland and seek it out. We're not alone. We're all in this together. We all have the same mission, the same goal, and that's to help the veterans. So with that, thank you for listening. This is the inaugural. Did I say that right? The inaugural episode. And I'll do that every once in a while. So get used to that also. I'll question myself out loud. I don't care. I don't care. So again, please listen, please share, please reach out, vetsconnectpodcast@gmail.com. And I look forward, I look so forward to bringing you each week a new nonprofit, a new program, a new interview, a veteran. I want to cover not too many bases, but just enough to keep you interested and keep you informed. That's the most important thing. So with that, thank you very much. And I will see you next episode. Or you'll hear me. You won't see me because, well, it's a podcast and you're probably in your car. And, well, you can't see me. So there I go again. Anyway, thank you very much. And you'll hear me next episode. All right.
The Vets Connect podcast is produced by Scott McLean at the KOFB studio in Boca Raton, Florida. If you would like to contact us, you can email us at vetsconnectpodcast@gmail.com.